Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrek'ing.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm fighting the good fight for you, Brandon.
Who won that?
I'm doing the Lord's work.
What you mean?
Pat Spencer.
We can't make a free throw.
Dude, wow, man. What about Pods the other night missing three free throws?
He's not a good free throw shooter.
Oh, but Evan, that would hurt me when it was a lane violation and he missed.
He only missed three.
That's all he took.
But he only, no.
Down two.
Dude, that guys, was. People were on his neck. It was right before night.
He only goes down in the box score as 0-for-2.
But our eyes told us it was three.
Just 0-for-2.
That was bad.
0-for-2 in the box score. Now, if Kuminga had missed three.
None of them were close.
Dude, they were the high school ones. I couldn't believe it. That hurt me. But I need help real quick, Steiny. Davey D, our guy.
My shout man. Out to him.
He texts me, sobering conversation with Monty Poole. What does that mean? And then my boy Red Silk Basie, Goo, quit lying to the people. What could that mean? You're as down as I've ever been.
You know, that conversation with Monty actually makes me want to drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I didn't have to pay Caleb 50. I'm all right.
Yeah. All right. I was thinking, I was thinking about this at the break. And I really do want to find out if I'm in the minority here in terms of just an approach. Okay. So, Blockbuster, everything for Steph, everything under the sun for Steph, and we'll give up unprotected first for the third Hail Mary in 2 years.
There you go. I love it.
Okay. Is anybody with me and would think, okay, we got Kuminga, we're going to have to move him. You know what I'd like to get for Kuminga? A player and a pick.
Okay.
Can we get a pick for Kuminga? Can we get a pick for any of our role players because we have an overlap of role players?
Kuminga or Moody,
maybe. Anything for Hield down the stretch of a playoff team. Anything for Moody.
Yeah.
Desirable contract. Like, that appeals to me more than being empty-handed for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. That's just me.
I mean, what do you think? How would you think Steph would answer? Man, dude's performing. I'm not telling you he's not slipping.
Do I sound like the biggest jerk of all time if I say, when are we going to stop having to depend on what
he
wants?
Retires. What part don't you get? Seriously, Steiny, this is what they signed up for, and we all understand it. The Warriors yesterday, was it $11 billion or $14 billion they were worth? A privately funded arena? Steph built that. Okay. Joe ain't tripping.
Well, you were the one who said Joe is tripping. He must be mad.
Because he's a winner. Okay. They should be better than 11-11, but neither here nor there.
Well, it is here nor there, because if you think they should be better than 11-11, then you wouldn't be advocating wholesale changes. You'd be saying, we're going to miss Curry for 3 games and Butler will be healthy. But I think what I'm starting to think is that people are understanding this might be a 500 team.
Okay.
And then what? Then we're going to try another Hail Mary.
Yeah,
another Hail Mary to get us from.
Yes. What was Jimmy Butler? A Hail Mary before you thought you could get him. You tried to get Durant. Well, we had him now. I need to ask you a serious question about Jimmy Butler. Just for me, can he do more?
No, he's doing everything
that
he can do.
He was. Let me ask you a question. Now we need more.
Let me ask you a question. Just hypothetically, I'll give you a blockbuster. You can make a blockbuster, and you get three or four picks down the line. You give it up for a guy who gives you a 10 to 15% better chance of winning a title. All right? But there's a 50% chance, or there's an 85% chance you're not going to win another title, but then you're going to have no draft picks 3 to 5 years from now. I'm like, at what point do you not go all in because it's unrealistic?
Well, when you find or deem that that player that you need, and it's a bad boy like a Giannis or an AD, if he's available, to me, that's who you take the risk on. But what you don't do is what you can't control if players like that aren't available. You got lucky that Jimmy in Miami, it got funky. You got lucky.
Well, then don't complain.
But now
that he's
Giannis
not doing
is out there like
now.
A deer, a 5-point deer in the woods.
Yeah, and too bad. You went and got Jimmy Butler and nobody wants him.
But can you use Wow. Why are you so sure of that?
Who? Just name me a team. You want to go through the list? Like, why would Milwaukee want him? Like, wow. A team that might want Butler is a team that wants him to come off their books so that they can get a free agent. Nobody's going to Milwaukee.
So tell me what you do then.
I just told you what I would do.
Write this out?
I don't think there's like this monster fix of a great move that's mythical. It's not out there to me.
All right, so what can you get for Kuminga?
That's... Like, there's no...
Kuminga should be...
What if I, like...
Daniel Gafford.
I can't stand him.
Why would you... What don't you like about him? No, seriously,
He's a jackass. Actually, I'm kidding.
I think he's what we need him.
Oh, God. I actually am not a huge Gafford. I'd much rather have Lively.
Oh, Stoney, you can throw him the lob. He'll block your shot. He'll rebound. He stays in his lane. Oh, man.
Actually, I think he tries to do too much, quite frankly. I think he thinks he's better than he is.
Evan,
I'm not saying he's useless.
Pick him up, man.
You like Gafford?
Why not?
How about this, Evan?
Exactly. Give me more than Kuminga is right
we
now.
We don't have any Gaffords. How about that? We don't have one.
Well, no, you do. He just has sciatica.
Let's go to
the
call.
No, hold on.
Oh.
No, those days for our boy... Those days have sailed. That ship has sailed.
By the way, do you want to know the Warriors injury report for Thursday?
Give it to us.
I thought we did it all. Is there new?
Curry out.
Okay.
Jimmy questionable. Horford out. Post questionable with an ankle. Kuminga questionable with an ankle.
Oh, my God.
Melton's available.
Kuminga.
Now Horford's been upgraded to questionable.
How was that move? 21 games in, guys.
I don't know. You
nothing
know what?
Personal against Tito. He had no business with his birth certificate coming here.
I thought I had a
question.
I got a better question for you, Mal.
Yeah.
I got a better question
Answer
for you.
Answer my question first.
What? Okay, go ahead.
Horford, how's that worked out?
Not bad.
That's an F.
Not bad.
That's an F. What you mean not bad?
Not
he ain't
bad.
Playing back-to-backs and he ain't playing.
Well, you knew that when you got him.
But he ain't playing
Guru.
Either.
Guru. They knew he wasn't playing back-to-backs, and they're okay with it because it's their strategy. Like, it's who they are, Goo.
What's
Wake
the strategy?
The
what's
strategy,
the payoff with Horford at the end?
The strategy is let's surround Steph with veterans as opposed to younger guys because we think we can do something that most observers don't think.
That signing has been a mess.
It's been harmless. Like, seriously, Al Horford.
Sciatica, and you ain't even playing.
God, I had something.
Yeah, you said Mouth asked you something about another player. I said Horford, and then you were going somewhere. Kind of happy you forgot.
God, I liked it, too. As my dad would say, it couldn't have been that important. Oh, there it is.
Look at it.
Thank you. Somebody did it. You ready? Here we go. Okay, this one's going to be a doozy. The Savior. DeAnthony Melton, the savior. Okay, Melton coming back tomorrow. Sweet. He's missed the first 22 games. He's been injury prone his entire career. How many games? Like, so if he plays a few games and gets hurt, oh God, what just bum luck. Bum luck with it. Oh gosh, we just keep getting hit by this stuff that we can't foresee.
It's like the old caddies I had, the Seville, 78 Seville. Once the check engine goes loud, it's not everything follows.
It's almost like,
not going to be hurt because I'm not doing jumping jacks that he's back. We need him, but the likelihood of him getting re-injured.
You will complain about Melton at some point this year.
Did you expect to get anything from Seth Curry last night?
Just speaking of which,
I'm just saying, like, he helped them.
Evan, remember, I've been saying, and what? It's okay to say this. Hey, Steiny, what do you think of Seth Curry? Yeah. And I said, I was wrong. No, I wasn't wrong. I said, I wonder, I haven't seen him play in a while. Yeah. I don't know where he fits in. He might. I know he can shoot the hell out of it.
Who led the NBA in a three-point percentage last year, guys?
Pipe down.
I'm doing what Evan tried to do to us yesterday.
Well, Fitz said it 17 times probably last night,
okay,
right?
Hey, look at gosh.
I actually do have a question. Can somebody help me?
That would be Seth Curry.
Does Oklahoma City have a Jalen Williams from Santa Clara?
Oh, my God.
And a Jalen Williams
from Arkansas? Yeah, he ain't doing it like he used to. He only broke
he
it
did
out
it a half dozen times.
Oh, man.
You know, it's fair. I actually do think it's fair for him to bring that up all the time. Nobody knows that which one's which. I've only recently learned it about a year and a half ago.
Man, oh man.
Well,
the guy from Santa Clara is the good one.
Well, the guy who's having his jersey retired tonight. Yeah.
Nice.
They got a good year going. Lil D will be in the house. I was thinking about going.
Why not?
Tired. 8 o'clock star last night.
I know. Poor
dude,
Evan.
I'm in the garage at 11 filming video.
What time did you get home last night, E?
One.
Wow. What did you do? Turn the TV on or just chill or go straight to bed?
There's another reason. Warriors quietly 0-4 in 8 o'clock games because they're falling asleep.
What's your first thing? You don't eat, do you?
Wait, what?
Do you eat?
Yeah. No. Well, when I get home?
Yeah.
No. Completely wired from watching SGA and his magnificent performance. No, seriously, like, it didn't hit me until about 11:30, and then I realized that everyone else that was listening to post game was also up at around midnight, and I couldn't believe it.
Wow, man. I don't know if that's working out for the NBA.
Better start scheduling games a little early for the Warriors.
Man.
I would just ask that next time we have an 8 o'clock game, Lucas not schedule me for it like he's done the first two.
Dude. I would just say next 8 o'clock game, tell the old guys to stay at home because they're clearly getting tired. That was Butler last night. Here's the other one about Butler.
He cannot be that guy.
Jimmy, you could tell his leg was bothering him. Yeah, you're right. You could. You could.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's go to Trevor and Roner.
T.
Park. Yeah, he's been waiting the longest. Yeah. What's up, Trevor? And then we'll get to Jan. Hey, Trevor.
Well, she ain't going to be happy. What up, T?
Oh, we can go to Jan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Jan.
Let's go to Jan in Mountain View. Hey, Jan, how are you doing? She wants to put a rat on the table, sponsored by Outcome Pest Control. Hi, Jan.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by Atco Pest Control. Listen, what Monty said is true, and I hate to say it, but until Kerr is gone and the rest of the veterans are gone, I'm sorry, but they're not going to win another title. They're too old, they're too slow, and I'm sorry, but you can try to bring Giannis here, but I'm sorry, I don't think he'd want to come here, and I mean, he might want to come here if it was 5 years ago or something, but you know, we're training all our assets away, and we're not getting anything in return for the veterans that we are trying to trade. And, you know, going on, it's not getting any better. And hearing Kerr last night, he's bringing in, like, he's complimenting Pat Spencer, but because he's on a two-way contract and they can't, you know, maximize him or something. Why don't you give him a contract then? You gave Quentin Post a contract. Give him one.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jan.
I'll never forget.
Nobody's going to remember this game in 2 weeks.
I will.
No chance.
The Lynn Sanity thing hit me and will stick with me. Steiny, the world knows. That's why you're saying, why is everybody hot? It ain't about the loss.
Because that's all they have.
We were watching something, and you just went like Norm did. We used to DJ in the garage and make too much noise. He would come in and rip the thing out the socket, and that meant everybody. That's what Kerr did.
Pat Spencer
is
the last thing you grab a hold of if you're a delusional fan actually thinking that these minute decisions are going to change the fortune of a season.
Why can't it just be about said game last night? Why can't it just be about a guy was hot as a fish grease? Yeah. Keep him in.
For one time.
Potts could have came in for anybody else. This. That's what's crazy.
I love this. I'd love to have. Hey, Steiny, you had a great show yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what? We're just going to give you everything you want now. One good show. Come on,
it's
Goo.
It's a bit different than
that. No, it's no different than DeAnthony Melton. He had a good week of work for the Warriors last year, and he better be good this year.
Well, actually, it doesn't matter
because if he gets hurt, it's just Buzzard's luck. It's not strategically a bad signing for a guy who's been injury prone.
This is where I need you, and you've let me down at every turn. But last year when we were two under and made the trade before Butler, that's where I'm at now. I'm that
You don't
down.
Have that anymore.
No,
that was
I'm
your
back.
Trade.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else to do.
The Kuminga, possibly. Yeah. Okay. I think it's that agent doing that to me lets me know they would want their own first day's morning.
I can't.
But what if you get something back?
You know, it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny. When's the date they can trade him?
I think the 15th.
January 15th. Sham Sharania. We've got NBA news.
What was that?
The Golden State Warriors have finally traded Jonathan Kuminga, and they have acquired Josh Okogie.
I actually like you.
Of course you do.
Oh,
you know why? Because he can play 12 minutes.
And he can shoot, too. I like him.
Who else? Who else would fit
do
that?
Do I get my victory lap for telling you, everybody laughing at Phoenix, they were going to be
good? The Golden State Warriors have acquired Tari Eason.
Mm.
See, that's the other thing.
He didn't play when they beat us.
Like, here's the thing. If you know basketball, you're sitting there saying, you're damn right I'd take Eason or Okogie right now. All right, let's go to Vincent Hercules.
H-Town.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing, man?
Hey.
Doing well.
No, I'm down.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I always get a little nervous before I call, so I wrote a couple of notes.
All right, you're good.
I'm the Vince who called.
Oh, thank you. I'm the Vince who called you guys last year. I was the one that told you guys that the Jimmy Butler trade was not something that I would buy into yet. That was the topic then. Yep. And I remember I was the only one that said it. You know, I was like, nah, you know, we played a bunch of crummy teams, so you can't really judge where we were by beating a bunch of crummy teams that we probably would have beat anyway without Jimmy Butler. So that's where I stood on that. But there, secondly, on my notes, I put, you know, we have to wait and see what it looks like when we have Seth and Melton. I think, you know, that's, if we're not looking good then that will determine that whether or not if we're a good team or not, you know, that we're not a good team if we're not looking good then. Other note I wrote is that we can't serve two gods on the two timeline thing I heard you guys talking about, meaning that, you know, you can't say, well, you know, we're going to have 1 foot in and 1 foot out where we're waiting on this timeline with Steph Curry, but at the same time, we're trying to bring in young. It doesn't work that way. It's got to be either you're going with the old guys with Steph Curry or you're going with the youth movement. That being said, I'm a segue into this real quick. I think Steph Curry is kind of low-key like LeBron in a sense that he doesn't want to give any young player the shine because he has to sign off on who comes in. Don't think for a minute that Steph Curry is not signing off on who comes and who goes, and I think he hides behind Steve Kerr. And also Draymond, part of the note, he's a part of it. Draymond is a part of it. You know, he's the muscle for Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the guy who is really calling the shots in this, and I don't think nobody is really paying attention to that, but you can't tell me that Steph Curry isn't the reason why Jonathan Kuminga hasn't been able to grow like we want him to. Because I don't think Steph wants anybody else. If they're not somebody like Jimmy Butler or Kevin Durant, Steph ain't ready for it. If you look at all the teams that are winning, they're winning with the youth movement.
Well,
I love what Detroit is doing.
Hey, Vince, thanks for the call. Yeah, I get you. I get you. But people aren't going to like to hear about
Kay
Curry.
Cunningham, too.
And I'm not sure. I don't know how much of that. I don't know.
No, we talked about it. Kuminga's had every chance.
Here's
not
the other.
And I get not the best every chance, but he's had his chances. And last night was another one. 3 of 10.
So
fumbling the ball.
So everybody says, you know, well, what are you doing? Everybody, you sign it. You complain. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I would do short term, but nobody's going to like it. And it's this, as much as you hate to hear it, Curry's going to miss a week. He's supposed to come back next Friday against Minnesota. You are getting Melton back. Okay, Butler's a little banged up. You're going to have to get through this road trip, obviously without Curry and maybe without Butler.
All right.
But because you have an older team, there are different inflection points in a season. And next Friday, around that time, ideally, they're full strength. Okay. Now we got to let that play out to see what that looks like if we can stay healthy for a 3 to 4 week period. If we can't, then I feel like, well, we're just treading. But
I feel like that's
the
it.
Only thing
Even
you can do.
It's Donnie. Melton's not 6'8". He's 6'1". We're still small.
You can make a case that they need perimeter defense more than rim protection.
Right.
You could make that case. I'm not saying I'm right.
You kind of got me excited. But the bottom line is, let's put a rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. How fun of a watch are the Warriors compared to the rest of the league? Let's talk about just that component of it. I called it the pregnancy offense when Steph's out there. He's the one. It's like a one-man show. I'm asking you, Steph, how exciting are they?
I'm the wrong guy to ask because I think, to me, they're the most exciting watch in sports.
This version of them?
Yes.
Wow.
But I would say that for the last 20 years. There's no team I've watched more than the Warriors. I've seen them play 82 games a year for decades. So
they become dull.
Love watching the Warriors because
Steph is it.
Not really. Steph's a part of it. Sure.
To watch Draymond shoot threes and make them, and then the other team be happy that he made his first couple.
I'm more fascinated.
No inside
by where
game.
They, okay, so you don't enjoy the process of basketball. I do. I enjoy the process.
What process are we in?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. I enjoy the process of the Warriors not making the playoffs for 12 years, then turning the corner with We Believe.
I'm with all that.
Okay. Well, we're just at a different point now. We got to figure it out. But this is what I get enjoyment out of. What are the decisions they're going to make that's going to put them back on the map?
Well, that's different than the actual ball that's being played.
What life's about.
Under the rim.
I like watching the Warriors.
We're slow and old. She's right.
Okay, I like watching the Warriors more than any other team in the league. And you're right. If I were in Philly and had to watch the Sixers, God forbid, 80 games, I'd say that. But I'm here. I like watching the Warriors. I love it. Because there's no other team that we know more about and can talk like this about.
No, I feel like that's an answer to a different question.
Embrace it,
because I agree with everything you said, but I feel like you're, like if I ask Evan, how excited are they?
Okay, well, you know what I would answer? What'd you expect? Putting 4 36-year-olds on the floor. Did you expect run and gun?
Two of them I don't have a problem with.
How can they get off to slow starts? Maybe it's because they start 3:35. It's like, Evan?
Well, I actually think you guys should explore that with the guys coming in a second, because while the team overall hasn't been that exciting this year, that second half against Oklahoma City might have been the most exciting basketball they've played the entire year.
And Spadoni threw that out, and I don't want to speak for him, but he was kind of whispering, we can't say it.
What?
He wasn't saying it, but they're better without Jimmy, or they're younger without Jimmy.
They are younger without Jimmy.
But why did it look like that? Why did it look like there was Energizer Bunny everywhere?
Well, Curry wasn't out there either, and Draymond was in foul trouble for most of the game. So if you're going to say they're better without Butler, you got to say they're better without the big three, which they're not. But I do think that watching them play the way they did, we've asked these other guys not named the big three to play with that kind of energy and consistency, and they did it against the best team in basketball. Like,
and got to a 4-point lead. I know you guys don't care about Zygmunt.
All right. Dude. Hey, that segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside, only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Warriors, must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Crossover next. Willard and Dibbs in the house. Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.